BBC News with Nick Kelly. Both sides in the conflict in South Sudan have agreed to meet for peace talks in Ethiopia to try to halt the violence that's killed at least 1,000 people in the past 2 weeks. The fighting has continued and forces loyal to the rebel leader Riek Machar are reported to be back in control of the strategic town of Bor. James Copnell is in the capital, Juba.
The talks are due to take place in the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa, once both delegations arrive. The first priority should be agreeing on the terms of a cessation of hostilities. Next would come the potentially more challenging issue of resolving the political fractures that created this crisis. President Salva Kiir has already told the BBC that he will not contemplate sharing power with his rival, Riek Machar. Meanwhile, the fighting continues. Earlier today, Mr. Machar said his forces had taken the town of Bor.
Aid workers in Syria say hospitals in the country's biggest city, Aleppo, have been overwhelmed by civilian casualties following intense bombardment by government forces. They say barrel bombs, improvised explosives, have been dropped on densely populated areas, including schools and markets. Aitor Zabulgoigochor of the charity Médecins Sans Frontières has just returned from Aleppo. He said about 4 or 5 barrel bombs a day have been dropped and their impact has been devastating.
Really, it's probably the most difficult time for the people, for the civilians in Aleppo. Everybody is terrified and, you know, paradoxically, everybody is terrified thinking that good weather will come back tomorrow and everybody is afraid of expecting more airstrikes again.
Three journalists working for the Al Jazeera television network have been remanded in custody for 15 days by the Egyptian authorities. The men were arrested on Sunday at a hotel in Cairo. They include the former BBC correspondent Peter Grester, who's Australian. Bethany Bell reports from Cairo.
A statement from the Egyptian Public Prosecutor's Office said the journalists were accused of joining an illegal terrorist group. It said they broadcast false news which undermined Egypt's reputation. Al Jazeera has condemned the arrests and called for the immediate and unconditional release of its team. The Egyptian authorities have accused Al Jazeera of bias in favor of the Muslim Brotherhood since the army overthrew President Mohamed Morsi in July. Last week, the Muslim Brotherhood was declared a terrorist organization.
The United States says it has released the last 3 Chinese Muslim Uyghur prisoners from the detention center at Guantanamo Bay. They've arrived in Slovakia, which has agreed to take them in. The 3 men were held at the U.S. military prison for more than a decade after being captured in Afghanistan. The Pentagon said their transfer to Slovakia was a milestone in its efforts to close Guantanamo. World news from the BBC. Doctors treating the German motor racing star Michael Schumacher say there's been a slight improvement in his condition. The 7-time Formula One champion suffered serious head injuries in a skiing accident in the French Alps on Sunday. Neurosurgeons at the University Hospital in Grenoble carried out a second operation overnight to relieve pressure on his brain. They say Schumacher, who's been kept in a medically induced coma, is not out of danger yet. France has given details of a sharp cut in the number of its troops in Mali. The French Defence Minister, Jean-Yves Le Drian, who's visiting Mali, said there'd be a 60% reduction over the next 3 months, leaving 1,000 in place. In January this year, French soldiers defeated Islamist rebels who'd taken over northern Mali, but insurgent attacks have continued. The Russian President, Vladimir Putin, has said Russia will continue to fight terrorists until their complete annihilation. The comments in a New Year's Eve speech were his first public remarks after 2 deadly suicide bombings on consecutive days in the city of Volgograd, which killed 34 people. Islamist militants from Russia's Caucasus region are being widely blamed for the attacks, which have raised security concerns ahead of February's Winter Olympics. And millions of people around the world are celebrating the New Year. In Dubai, fireworks exploded from the Burj Khalifa, the world's tallest building, while revelers in central Moscow watched a spectacular display over the Kremlin. China counted down to midnight with light shows at the Great Wall near Beijing and in Shanghai. There were also firework displays in Auckland in New Zealand and Sydney in Australia. And in Hong Kong, fireworks exploded over Victoria Harbour. BBC News.